I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, everybody. We are here talking to you today on a very chilly Georgia day. I'm not feeling the weather, not feeling winter. It's like I forgot that it gets cold. It was all fun while the sun was out, but when the clouds come in and it's freezing in Georgia, that is how I feel. But Jared and I have been together for a long time. Let's see. We have been married for, is it 15 years?
Whoa.
That sounds like a really long time. And then in October was our love day when we started dating. And that was, let's see, 18 years ago? 19. I don't even know.
All right.
19 years ago. So we've been together a long time.
Yeah.
And just recently, we discovered something that we had never talked about in our 19 years of love together. And I'll let Jared talk about it. Or he wanted to tell the story. I'm not really sure what that means.
Oh, yeah.
You go ahead and
okay,
talk.
The story goes like this. So who was it that was trying to figure out?
I don't remember. I don't know why. We just started talking about it.
Yeah, and I started reading about love languages, and I think I was trying to recommend to somebody, or somebody asked me, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of that book, but whatever. Anyway, so I said, well, hey, Annette, I want you to take the love languages quiz and test. I pulled out my cellular telephone.
So meaning this is something that Jared and I have never done.
No.
In the entire whatever, however many years we've been together.
That's right. So I open up that little snazzy quiz and I begin to go through it. And I thought, I'm going to ask Annette all these and then I'm going to do this quiz. But as I'm going through it and I said, okay, here's the question. What would you prefer, or however it asks those things?
Which they're tricky, you know, they make you kind of pick.
Would you rather someone spend time with you or wash the dishes or something?
I mean, they're pretty specific though.
Yeah. And so Annette would answer and I'd say, huh, yeah, that's how I would answer too. And then I'd go to the next one and I'd say, huh, that's how I'd answer too. Then I started to think, this is strange. I really need to pay attention because what is happening here? So I ask her again and, huh, that's how I'd answer too. Somehow then I'm like, wait, be honest with yourself. Would you really answer that? And every single question as Annette would answer, I would answer the same way. And so we get to the end of it and it tabulates your results. And I said, okay, Annette, so your love language...
You want to say what the five are? Or do we remember even?
The five love languages are like quality time. Acts of service.
Words of affirmation.
Really, and there's another one that I'll have to look up.
Anyways, okay.
So basically then we get to the very end of it and Annette says receiving gifts, acts of service, physical touch. Ah, physical touch. That's the one I forgot. So Annette says, or I tell Annette, well, your love language is acts of service.
Is that what you thought it would be?
I have no idea. I was just taking the quiz. And it was like overwhelming because, you know, they're weighted scores. And Annette had another one lower down the list. So I said, it's acts of service. And so as I'm getting ready to make a joke, but I then told her, but the crazy thing here is I answered the questions while you were answering the questions and my answers would have been exactly your answers, which means my love language is acts of service. And then I said this, Annette, I'm not so sure we're in love. I'm suspicious. We both just want a personal assistant. And we almost started rolling on the floor because obviously I elaborated and made that joke stretch as far as it could that we're just hired help to one another.
Because I was like, wait, no, I don't need no presents. Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need you to physically touch me. I need you to mow my grass. I don't want words of affirmation. I know I'm great. Make me dinner. So basically, Annette and I sat down and wrote out a contract.
Yeah, right.
We are both each other's employees.
We're both employees. And we, yeah. Oh, man. It is so funny because we really have never talked about this. And
oh, man.
I think it's interesting because the few days after we, I guess, had this newfound discovery of what our love languages are, I guess here's why I think it had worked for us for so long. And because maybe without us knowing, we were both the same love language. So the way that I like to receive love is the same way I was giving love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's not fair. Like, this yeah, is like, really artificial because I'm like, this is fascinating to me if the way I like to be loved is different than how maybe I like to show love or how you like to be loved. So I feel like we're cheating.
Well, that's what I'm saying, that it's not a realistic representation because let's say maybe most people have a different way. So let's say I like, what's the one I liked? I forgot already.
Acts of service.
Sorry, they all sound weird. Acts of service. Let's say you were words of affirmation. Well, I've only done acts of service, I feel like. So if I didn't know that you were words of affirmation, you probably wouldn't appreciate as much my love because I would be like, Jared, good
You're
job.
You're great. And I'm like, where's pasta?
Yeah. Why does this always go back to cooking?
Because it's funny.
So, yeah. But I guess the thought is that we then felt it was so profound. And this is probably not profound to anyone that's listening. They probably think we're just special.
Yeah.
But
I know I'm great. Yeah. I just wanted dinner. Okay, I'll stop. That joke is dead.
I think it's good to know how people in our life, not like someone you're with, but just in general, your family, your friends, your, you know, coworkers, how do people like to be shown love? I think it's important to know because
You're literally speaking a different language if you think your friend liked the birthday present when they really wanted to just go to lunch and hang out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I'm thinking, I kind of had this rude awakening at my old age that I don't know if I've really thought about that. And there's a lot of things going around, like, you know, your Enneagram. I don't know which one I am. I don't know what number I am. But there's all these things about personalities and things. And I just don't think Jared and I had really thought about it in terms of how we show love. And, you know, it makes me think, like, even with our family members or things like that, well, maybe I don't know how they, you know, I think we talked about it with your mom and sister a little bit. And I think we kind of understood each other or how we like to show love. But for the most part, it doesn't mean you know. You know what I mean?
No, and it made me realize, like, you know, you see your friends go through watching their marriage fall apart and you're like, oh, how could that happen? Then it's like, well, good grief. If you're not actually showing each other appreciation and love in the way that it feels like it, it's like one person's talking Chinese and the other Russian. It's like, right. You're not even communicating. So
yeah, it's just, wow. And it's interesting though, how, you know, even being here with the animals or just kind of our life here, it's interesting to see how animals even show love different ways or act different ways towards each other. And so I think there's just a lesson to be learned from all of that, mm-hmm. You know, our indoor cats. Oh,
yeah. Like Havana, one of our indoor cats, she likes to show love by standing at our bedroom door every night and banging on the door for 3 hours.
Literally.
I love you so much. No, please feed me. Let me in to share my love with you.
And then she wants to like prance on you and walk all over you and purr.
Punch you in the face. Like,
no, she doesn't. Then our outdoor cats are just like, feed me, please.
Feed me.
Feed me. That's how we, and then they show us love. Our outdoor cats, how they feel they show love is they
Bring us gifts.
Bring us gifts. Yeah. Like, here's a surprise mouse on your doorstep.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like, it's just funny. And
chickens, they're like, we know we poop on everything, but we give you some eggs. Merry right? Christmas.
I know, right? But even the dynamics between, for example, one of our goats, Ruby, she has this special bond with one of the alpacas, Percy. And it's interesting to see how they're completely different, but they know how to show love to each other. Like, she likes to be sitting right next to him. She'll like walk around him and rub like on. It's just the cutest thing. But she's a totally different species of animal. And they seem to understand each other and get along. But I'm a firm believer that animals communicate and understand some of these, you know, they don't know what love is in the sense that we do, but I truly feel that animals can communicate and sometimes understand each other better than we do as humans, because they don't care about certain differences or certain things. They just, you know, they just do their thing and they like each other. And I feel like maybe sometimes that's what we need to do. I don't know.
Preach it, sister.
Maybe be a little more loving and understand our love languages and, you know,
and ask
all
your
those
friends,
things.
What is your love language? I literally asked some of my guy friends after we did that. I'm like, hey, what's your love language?
They're probably like, what is wrong with him?
Dude, what? Hold on, let me find out. And they let me know. I'm like, ah, okay, now I know.
But wasn't a few that were different than you thought maybe?
Oh, yeah. Like one of my friends who I would say with the last one I'd ever guess, he said it's words of affirmation. I'm like, what?
Right.
Dude, you don't need me to tell you you're great. Don't you think you're great?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing where it's like, wow, that is you know, it's very interesting. So mm-hmm. I think as we come upon, it's made me think, as we come upon like the holidays and this time of year where everyone's like, I'm just going to buy stuff, you know, like maybe that's not it, you know, like maybe it's let's do something for someone. Or that's why a lot of times this time of year, it's really wonderful to do acts of service for people or help them because that is what they need and not just like, you know, like something, what you and your acts of service.
There's leaves to be raked.
Oh, that's what you want me to do?
Need you to show your love to me.
You need me to rake some leaves for you? Right. Oh, man. All right. Well, okay. Jared and I will ponder more on our love languages.
We love you.
We'll let you ponder on what yours is, but we'll be back more next week. But good food for thought. I'll say that. So from our happy family to yours, thank you for following along and for being a part of it all.